For us to truly understand this particular scripture, yes, we have heard it probably a lot of times throughout our lifetimes, but there's more to the story and more for us to truly understand. We need to look back to Luke. When Peter, or when Jesus, stepped onto a boat to preach a sermon to a crowd that was so great that he's cast out into sea a little ways so all could hear him. And when he was done preaching, he told the boat owner, Peter, cast out into the deep, and he cast his nets. And caught a great load that his nets and two boats were being threatened of either tearing or both boats were sinking. Peter said a word or a statement to Jesus, Teacher, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. Our Lord never departed from Jesus or from Peter. Rather, he told Peter, follow me. And it is this following that we start maybe to come to a deeper understanding of what is taking place here. Because in the following Jesus, we know, or maybe don't know, that there's only two times in Scripture that the word charcoal fire is ever used. It can only be found in the Gospel of John. The first time, Peter warming his hands over a charcoal fire, denied Jesus for the third time. And now, Peter jumps out into sea and sees Jesus standing over a charcoal fire, cooking some fish and bread. I don't know about you, if I was in trouble or have done something wrong, I believe all the blood in my face would have made me turn pale. Because that would have been a moment that what I would have expected a true punishment to come from. But we don't see anything of that, or any sort of that in Scripture. That Peter was punished. Rather, we hear Jesus asking Peter, do you love me? And it would have been in these three statements that Peter, or Jesus, could have got rid of Peter. It was in these three I love yous. Because Jesus asked, very distinguished, do you love me? The first I love you, Jesus asked in a universal way, do you love me and all the people? And Peter can't answer that. He says, I love you with a brotherly love. Jesus asks him next, do you love me? Again, this type of love you is like, do you love my family? But Peter says, I can only love you as with a brotherly love. Then the final love you, I love you. It's a love you. Do you love me as a brother? And that's what Peter can only give him. I love you as a brother, Jesus. rejoicing that I just got flogged, but they're rejoicing because they have rediscovered the love of Christ in their heart. They now are able to give Jesus what they can give. And what they can give is the love that they have for our Lord. And that is where they gain their strength. That is where they start falling in love with our Lord, allowing the Lord to be part of their hearts by following Him, by giving all that they can give. And it's through giving and following that they're able to have that strength to fall more in love with our Lord and to walk forward with Him. Our Lord shows us by different things here on this altar just how much He loves us. Through the Paschal candle, a reminder of the Israelites that wandered the desert, and sometimes how we wander in this life, that our Lord is always shining bright, the light of life in our hearts. He wants us to follow Him. The fact that our Lord is still on the cross shows us the extent that we show His love, for He loves us in His suffering. And our Lord can sometimes ask us these questions. These, why do you love me more than these questions? It's just not meant for Peter. It's just not meant for our Pope Francis, before he died, when he became in office, proclaimed that I love you, love each and every one of us with the love that he could only give, just like Peter explained to Jesus. That shows you the power of these three statements. And they're not just meant for bishops or even just for me to reflect on. They're meant for all of us to reflect on these. Do you love me more than these? Do you love me more than the person that you live with? Because if we could show that love you to your spouse, the same love that Jesus loves us and loves you, our love for each other grows exponentially. Do you love me more than your profession? Do you love me more than how much money you earn? Because when we can love Jesus more than that, we start showing, Lord, I love you with my full heart. Do you love me more than the lifestyle that you have chosen to live? Our Lord wants us to continually grow in love with Him. As all of our hopes have ever challenged us, what our desires are behind us, and follow our Lord with our full expression of our love. Do you love me more than this culture? Because we have, and even from the very moment of the conception of the church, have been mocked. Jesus mocked by the soldiers. People mocking our faith. Do we put the love of Christ and stand as that witness before culture, before anything? Do you love me more than these? These to follow our Lord, and to allow Him to be part of our hearts, part of our lives in all that we do and in everything, and allowing our Lord's very body, blood, soul, and divinity to take root in our hearts and to allow our faith to grow exponentially. And that might be the question we need to reflect on throughout this next week. What do we put in the way of our relationship with Christ? Is it politics? Is it our culture? is it some type of thing or sports, whatever it might be, what gets in the way of our Lord in our lives so we can challenge ourselves and our Lord challenges us? Do you love me more than these? And these is only you can answer that question. Whatever this is or these things are, do you love me?